Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B. I am a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships living in the miracle of recovery. And I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, talk to us for just a second. Introduce yourself.
Well, hello, everybody. And I'm Nikki M. And I'm a loving child of God. And according to my big book, I've tapped a source of power much greater than myself. And as I've come to find out, it's much greater than not just myself, but you, Justin, much greater than any human, any entity. I can't describe it. It's an infinite power. And it says, I just tapped it. It's not like I'm consumed in it all over. I just have to tap this power. So that's who I am today, because I just got off the Noodle Nikki Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, and we got real high on God dope with everyday problems that solutions can be found in our big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you, everyone. I'm grateful to be here.
And thank you, Nikki. I'm grateful you're here. Grateful to everybody that's out there listening. If this, for whatever reason, is your first time jumping in on one of these recordings that we have here with Nikki that releases every Tuesday morning, here's a little bit of background of what RICO 12 is. I mean, this is one of the projects within that RICO 12 family of recovery resources. We've got the RICO 12 weekly speaker meeting that records live every Friday and posts every Friday. We've also got a big book roundtable where Nikki and David G and I sit around and we go from opening cover to page 164 of the big book, and we're going through line by line and getting into the history and the details there. Come check those things out. That one's called Big Book Roundtable. This is Noodle It Out with Nikki. The main the flagship one is called RICO 12 Speaker Meeting Podcast. Go check them out. Subscribe. And if you feel so driven, feel free to consider donating to this cause, as there are expenses to make it happen. You can do that by going to rico12.com/support. And there are links in the show notes here. So let's jump in here. Everybody, grab your big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Get ready to run through it as we take everyday questions to Nikki and to the big book to see what we can do in recovery, see some insights that we can gain, hear from her experience, strength, and hope, as well as maybe some of mine as I throw my thoughts in here and ask a few questions. So, like I said, sit down, grab your big book, highlighter, pen, paper, and we will get going into this. Today's question that I have actually comes from an interaction I had this morning with one of my sponsees who I've been working with for a few months now, and things are going well. He's at steps 6-7. We're going to be getting ready to take that any day now. But here's what he said. He said, I am not a morning person. I hear the importance of a morning routine to put God and recovery first, but I just fall asleep as I try to do these things. What can I do? What does the book say? Nikki, what do you think?
Well, I think a lot about this. Number one, I heard first thing, right, as you said it, words matter. I am not a morning person. Well, then guess what, friend? You're not going to be a morning person. See, everybody, let's just start there. Where is that in the big book? Well, I believe my big book. It says that's page 44. We'll just look. It says, let's go right to page 44. That just popped on me right now, because as you were speaking, I wrote down pages, but it says, page 45. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you, friend, who's not a morning person, to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. I'm not a morning person. See, it's not just solve your alcohol problem, not just solve your sex problem, your Nikki, your current scrolling problem, because I like to doom scroll when I'm in Toronto about how my government's going to take me over and blah, blah, blah. See, it will solve all my problems. And right now, your friend, our sponsee, our fellow, our sponsor may even have the problem about I'm not a morning person. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. It's going to enable you, so you got to believe it, to find this power greater than yourself, which is funny. I just introduced myself. That's going to solve this I'm not a morning person problem. So number one, everyone watch your words. Words matter. Spelling. Are you putting a spell on yourself? Because my book doesn't say I'm to introduce myself as, hi, I'm Nikki. I'm an addict. It says, hi, I'm Nikki. I'm an intelligent agent, spirit of God's ever advancing creation. See, words matter. And then at the beginning of our book, my book's falling apart here. So this is never easy to find what I'm looking for. I think it's the foreword to the first edition where it says, the foreword to the first edition, page XII123Is, says, when writing or speaking publicly about alcoholism, we urge each of our fellowship, this is a fellowship, to omit his personal name. My personal name is my last name. Designating myself as a member. I'm a member. So words matter, everybody. I was just talking to my sponsor about that. So let's just remember that. Whatever you're saying, speaking will become true because we tap power. Now, back to I'm not a morning person and page 88. Let's go there. I just put my book down. Why? I need that in my hand. Always have your big book in your hand between you and the person you're speaking to if you are in big book. And if not, we have to share in a general way. So you need to know your big book, so you can take it out with anybody and talk big book. We alcoholics, addicts, we people who suffer from the disease of alcoholism, that's page 88. We non-morning people are undisciplined, And Justin and I know about that because we get into the character defect of, and I like to speak a lot for Justin, and Justin knows he can just interrupt. He's got the power over here with the buttons and saying, that's not true, Nikki, but how about sloth? How about procrastination?
Yeah. I'm not going to object to that. Those are absolutely accurate.
So we're undisciplined. And what does that mean? That means I'm in the character defect. Remember, we did a searching moral. My morals are that I'm lazy. I'm slothy. So I have to let God. Nikki, I hate God. I'm new to program. Okay, your sponsee's new. He's not in the disciplines of this program. So let's talk about letting the spiritual principles. What are the spiritual principles? You are going to get up every day and let humility discipline you. You are going to get up every day and let gratitude, because the morning you can't get out of bed, trust me. Hey, I hope this person's young because I'm 50 and it's not like when I was 20 getting out of bed, Justin. My body's achy because remember, sugar gets loud for me. Weird foods get loud. I mean, I put down my drug of non-choice and then I pick up other habits that aren't conducive to a disciplined lifestyle. So I have to let gratitude, I have to let honesty. Because did you, page 30, smash the idea that you are like other people presently or ever may be? Page 30, smash the idea. You don't get a lot of choices here. Meaning you either get disciplined or you don't. You either follow the dictates of this program if you are in a 12-step program. So we're going to go here. It says you let God, you let the spiritual principles, you let getting active. Are you waking up and making your bed? Are you waking up? Are you doing what needs to be done with a loving, tolerant, generous, patient, faithful, unselfish attitude? Remember, it's about our thought life. Because it says, in the simple way we've just outlined, I like to go deep here. It's like, I didn't ask you to, to start dressing in all black when you like to wear all white. I didn't ask you to shave your head. I didn't ask you to, lose your religion and come over to this religion. No, we asked you to simply follow these instructions and get disciplined in these previous 87 pages, 88 pages that we're talking about. We haven't even gotten into the following pages. So let's just turn back a page where it says 86. Because here's the exact instructions. on awakening. That's the moment you open your eyes. Let us think. Think means we are to meditate. We are to meditate about the 24 hours ahead. There is your slogan just for today. Just for today, one day at a time, you are to think, meditate about those principles I just told you about, the 24 hours ahead. You are to consider, just says to consider your plans for the day. And you know what those are. That's number one, your family. Because it says we demonstrate these principles on page 19 in our respective homes, in our affairs, in our occupations. And it says occupations before affairs. So family in your respective home, that's on page 19. And we're looking at page 86 on your occupation. You must be fully self-supporting. That's a tradition. And in your all your affairs, you're a servant of God. So are you considering that for the day? For the day. Yes, I've made a trip. I'm going to Luxembourg. Everyone knows if you listen to Noodle, I have a home in Toronto and now I have a home and a soon-to-be husband in Luxembourg. So when I'm here, I do what needs to be done, but I do book the ticket, Justin, for May to go to Luxembourg. Now, if a pandemic hits and my government says, Nikki, you can't get on a plane again, that's okay. That's, you see, God may change the plans, but for the day. And then it says, before I begin what? My day. It says, I have to ask God. I have to ask this power. Everybody, I hate God. Okay, no one is looking for God. We're looking for power. Ask the power to direct your thinking. Because what you think, you become. What you think, you act out. Ask God, ask the spiritual principles, ask humility, ask love, ask patience, ask being responsible to direct your thinking. Right? That's your step three. God, I offer myself to thee. And then you ask, especially ask. Ask this power that you're divorced. Justin, I know you are married, but sir, you are also married to self-pity. And you are also married to dishonesty. And you are also married to self-seeking motives. So every day you need to do that. Because under these conditions, what conditions? Says Justin, says our new friend, says your sponsee, says my sponsee. Under the conditions upon awakening and thinking and meditating on the 24 hours ahead, considering the plans for today. And I have an agenda. It may change. What conditions? Asking God to be divorced from my self-pity, me, I, self, dishonesty and self-seeking motives under these conditions. See, it says, here's a promise. I can employ my mental faculties with assurance. I'm a spearhead. For after all, God gave me brains. Go deep with your sponsees. My little friends, I'm not a mukaku. My son's a Portuguese little prince. His daddy's Portuguese. Monkey! I always tell him, you're not a mukaku, son. You are born with brains. We are these species created in God's perfect image. Let me just finish this out. See, it says, and I love this, our thought life. This is all about your thought life. And if you really want to go deep, because we could talk about this forever, this practice has to be done every day, all day, forever, till you die. So your thinking, your thought life will be placed on a much higher plane. You know, our thought life will be placed on a higher plane when our thinking, there it is. This is not your drinking. Your thinking is cleared of wrong motives. And you need to do, what do you need to do in order to do the upon awakening? You need to do, roll your eyes up, Justin, the top of page 86, second paragraph. You need to do the retiring at night. Because if you wake up tomorrow with yesterday's mess, I'm not getting out of bed. Because I'm in guilt and shame. I'm in morbid reflection. I haven't done my nightly review. I haven't discussed it with inventory instantly. I haven't thought of a plan how I'm going to wake up. This happened. I woke up. See, if I wake up today with yesterday's even dishes in the sink, I'm not going to make it. I have to have my dishes done. Like I get disciplined. So I woke up and I already had a plan when I was working before COVID. I had spoken to my boss in a meeting in the most disgusting way that anybody should, even though I'm a union shop steward and I'll say what I want. No, you won't, Nikki. That's your boss. And so the morning I woke up and I knew he was at work early, the minute I got up, I phoned him. The minute I got up, I phoned him. And I said, I should not have spoken to you that way, sir, blah, blah, blah. And then I could carry on my day, but that's because I did my nightly review. If I didn't do all those things at night, I'm going to wake up with 1,000-pound gorilla on my head, on my back. And you've said it, Justin, that 800-pound gorilla always wins.
Yeah, Nikki, thank you so much. And you really addressed a lot of the things that I talked to him about in that conversation. That how you went deep into the on awakening and on a sleepening when we retire at night was very helpful for me. One of the things that I shared with my sponsee was, you know, he's one who thinks that routine needs to be very like formal. And I said, dude, as you roll out of bed, say something simple like, use me, God. I'm yours today, God. And then when you get in the shower, well, I asked him, what's your routine? He said, I take the dog out. As you're taking the dog out, use me, God. What is my plan for today? What is, as I look ahead to today, what needs to happen? And I love the order that you said there, family, occupation, then affairs, recovery. And go from there. Very good, powerful things. And that's generally what I shared with him. It doesn't need to be formal. Now, my routine looks pretty formal because that works for me. And I'm a morning person. I've always been. The honest sleepening when we retire at night is hard for me because my brain starts shutting down at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, I don't even remember what happened today. You know, so that's where I need to practice these principles and give myself to God and go from there. Any further thoughts, Nikki, before we move on here?
Well, yes, Grandpa, I am definitely also at night. See, this is being page 18, armed with the facts about ourselves. I know I'm not good at night, so I don't do meetings at night anymore. I'm comatose. I mean, people literally are like, what are you on, Nikki? Well, I'm dead. I'm up at 6. I'm up at 7. I'm up with God doing, my mind is thinking, our thought life. See, let me think about what I wanted to say. And I want to say this right, because I don't want to, you know, you have to be careful, because then they'll take a clip and they'll say, Nikki said this was a cult. Well, this is a cult of love, of patience, of tolerance, of being disciplined and doing the next right thing, even when you don't want to, being willing, getting radically honest. Like, we have to unlearn everything we've learned and be reborn into a new way of life, a new design for living. And I love what you said too. This came at me. It's in page 22 of our big book. This is by no means a comprehensive picture of the true addict, as our behavior patterns vary. See, our behavior patterns vary. I love that. Well, Mark Houston drops to his knees. I don't. Because I spent many years dropping to my knees and it wasn't for prayer. So that doesn't work for Nikki. You understand? That could trigger me. I don't even like that word, trigger. No, it's just like, I don't need to. I can lay on my beautiful bed, open my eyes. I have a window in the noodle studio, my bedroom, of course. And I can just open my eyes and I'm like, wow, the trees. Yeah, it's actually really cool because I live in Toronto. So I'll watch all four seasons. COVID was special. I watched the winter go by. It was like a movie. I watched the fall go by. Remember, we were in lockdown for a long time. I watched the spring come and the bright green. So, you know, upon awakening, I could just lay there and just watch literally a year go by and really just get into it's thought life. This is all about your thought life. And don't look at other people. Remember, page 30, we smash the idea that we are like anyone. Because page 55 says the consciousness of your belief. How about the consciousness of your lifestyle, of your discipline, what you look like? Because I'm going to do things differently than Justin. I'm going to do things differently than my friends in South Africa, in Luxembourg, in my other friend in Bangladesh. I'm not going to do things the same ways. Culturally, religion-wise, everything's so different. But what we all do is we do page 77. See, keep your mind on what your real purpose is. Because Justin said it, this is simple. Page 14 says, this is simple, but not easy. A price must be paid. It's the destruction of self. And then page 77 says what to do when you destruct yourself to this lifestyle. You serve God and God's people. Your real purpose is to serve. That's what you keep your mind on. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. And so, yes, we come in here. We sweep away page 55 all our old prejudice. We think honestly, and we search diligently deep down within. And that's how the consciousness of our daily discipline is sure to come to us. This is, I always say it, Justin, you know it, like we say, we're spearheads. This is the Navy SEALs. This is, as my friends in Europe say, the SAS. This is an elite force of a military training here. If you really want to get serious, meeting makers don't make it. We're in the grip of a progressive illness. It's March 2024, and we're not living in easy times, Justin. You look at that new grandbaby of yours. Justin sent me a picture. I want a grandbaby. Honey, are you listening? Daughter, son? But, you know, you look in the face of that baby, Justin, and it's infinite possibilities. But there's all this, let's say it's spiritual warfare, all this sickness in the world. And so we have to get up and do this every day. I love you guys. I love you. Stay. Justin, I know you're going to have some final thoughts, and I just want you to speak them over me.
Thank you, Nikki. And yeah, it is a adventurous world that we live in. And that, as you mentioned, I got a grandson that just came into this world in the last couple of weeks. And as I held him in my arms last week for the first time and just looked into the possibilities, yeah, there is some darkness. But I'm so grateful for this program and for the new perception I have that changes every day of God, of good, of hope, of gratitude. And I see that there is hope. And whether or not I'm a morning person, whether or not I'm an evening person, let God discipline me. And things will work out sufficient, will work out the way God wants them to, and it'll move on. Everybody, this is radical. This is a beautiful way of life, and it is real. It's not some kumbaya sitting around the campfire singing, but man, what a beautiful life it is to be able to try to apply these principles in all our affairs, practice these principles in all our affairs. Anyways, keep coming back, everybody. This is a beautiful thing to do, a beautiful way to live. It works when I work it, and you are worth it.